to a boy that she's not happy with. But strictly speaking, that's the din. That the father of Mekabel Kesef Kiddushin on behalf of his daughter who's either a Ksana or a Naira is Bita Nesat Kiddush Hazen. And even if a year later he says, he dashed the Esbiti, so the father is believed, even though you have no witnesses at all. The Mishnah is like that, the father is believed. We usually have a principle, not 100%, we usually have a principle that Makish Havai Vitiya, that there's a Hekesh between Kiddushin and Gerushin. That's how the Gemara knows the whole institution of Kiddush Shtar. In the Chumash it doesn't really say Shtar. The Gemara says in the Chumash it says Kiddush Shabiyah, Dika Pishi Shabiyolo. So that sounds like it's speaking about Kiddush Shabiyah. Kiddush Kesef, the Gemara says, is Zirat Kicha Kicha Mitzvah Ephron. So how do you know there's such a thing? And Avraham Avinu purchased the Soda, Marat HaMachpela, he bought with Kesef. And Tati Kesef, Asoda Kafmeni, he bought it with Kesef. How do you know there's such a thing? Kiddush Shtar. There's more than to ask from Makish Havai Lissia, that just like Gerushin is Aydei Shtar, so to Kiddushin is Aydei Shtar. Where's that Hekish Makish Havai Lissia? Because I guess it says, if a man is unhappy with his marriage and he writes to get because of, let's say, the priest and that's from the other, she'll from the base of the Halacha B'Halacha 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 B'Halacha. He divorces her and she goes and she marries someone else. And the same passage you have mentioned one next to the other, that her first husband divorcing her and her marrying somebody else. So the Gemara calls that a Hekish. Makash Havai Lissia, if you have two dinim written next to each other in a passage, that's called a Hekish. So here also the Mishnah assumes that for sure the father has the ability to be Mekabel, the guest, on behalf of his daughter, whether she's a Ksana or a Naira, up until Badrus. Once you reach Badrus, once you reach 12 and a half, then the girl is Yotzei Mishus Sadia. So the father can no longer, she's not Mishus anymore, the father can no longer be Mekabel Kiddushin for her, the father can no longer be Mekabel again. But Kozman, that she's still a Ksana or a Naira, so the original passage of commissions is beaten is Atle Shazeh, that the father can do the Kiddushin, whether she agrees or not. So we understand from Akash Havai Lissia that the father can do the Gerushin as well. What happens once you have Nisuin? Let's say the daughter got married, and not only did they have Eretz, they had Nisuin already. So the Pashto says that after you have Nisuin, then the girl is also Yotzei Mishus Aviyah. The girl is either Yotzei Mishus Aviyah with Bagrus, when she reaches the age of 12 and a half, or with Nisuin. Even if she's only a little girl, a Ksana, before Bas Mitzvah. Even if she's only a Ksana, once she has Nisuin, so she's Yotzei Legamri Mishus Aviyah. That's how the Mishnah says in the end of Nazareth. That's called Yisoyim Abachai Aviyah. Mishnayis in the Dorm are speaking about Hafaras in the Dorm, that the father has the ability to be made for Nidrei Bito. If the daughter takes a Nether, a Shavua, so the father has the ability to be made for the Nidor. Only the Nureh, Beis Aviyah. Only calls man that she's the Beis Aviyah. Either the Nureh, up until Bagrus, or Katnus. Usually a Ksana cannot take a Nether, so you don't even have to be made for it. Well, once in a while, Mishnayis had that a mukhla samach liyish, the Gemara is going to bring it up over here. A year before bar mitzvah by a boy, a year before bat mitzvah by a girl, so the Mishnah says in Nidah, Mesechus Nidah, that's called a mukhla samach liyish. And we derive from a pasuk, either it's a real bona fide rush, it's a din deraita, or it's an asmach from the Rabbanah, machlekes from the Gemara, machlekes the Rabbanah and the Rabbanah, and we spoke about it already. For the mukhla samach liyish is deraita the Rabbanah. So there's a din that the Ksana can also take a nether and it'll be binding. So sometimes the father has to be made from Nidri Bito Ksana. The Chumash doesn't speak about that. The Chumash talks in the Reha based of here. The girl is the explicit pasuk in Chumash could be that Mufla Samhulish is only the Rabban. And even if it's the right, it's only a Perish about that. Mufla Samhulish is not Mufurish. So Mufurish in Tukim, the Chumash only speaks about a girl taking the Dharma Shavua is during the stage of Nairus. Nairus means after she's already a Gdoila, after Yud Deishon of Yer Nechot. For 6 months, in the Nairus Bagrus, the Shishach Dash Mubad. In the age of 12 and 12 and a half. So she takes a Nedah, then a Dharma binding in her, and the father has the ability to be made for the Nedah. But what happens if the girl is a Naira, but she's a Naira Hamurasa? She's already married, she's Mukudeshis to someone else. The Mishnah Nedarim has a parent that begins Naira Hamurasa, he needs a father with a husband together. And they for the Nedarim Mishutas. What if the girl is already a Naira Hamasua? So then the Mishnah in the end of the Dorm says that then she's no longer Bishus Aviyah. Once you have Nisuin, it's Moitzi Legame Mishus Aviyah. Erisin is Moitzi Bimitzas Mishus Aviyah. When you have Erisin, she's partially Yotz Mishus Aviyah with respect to Haforas and Dorm, that you need the Shutfis of the father with the Yoris to be made for the Dorm. Once you have Nisuin, So then she's legami yotze bishnas aviyah. So that's what the Mishnah in the end of the Dorim coined the term. That's the yisayin of the chayaviyah. What's the yisayin of the chayaviyah? I once asked it on a pchina, what's the yisayin of the chayaviyah? So they wrote, the mother died and the father's alive. That's correct. But that's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means, yisayin of the chayaviyah is a technical term. We treat her as if she's a yisayma. She's not, both parents are alive. But we treat the girl as if she's a yisayma in the sense that she has no father who can be made for the nedarim, because she's not the beis aviyah. Why should the nereh beis aviyah? The father only has shlita over the daughter to be made for the nedarim. When she's Bevesa, when she's Bishusa, when is she no longer Bishusa? It's either when she becomes a Bogeret, she's no longer Bishusa, because it says Benurah Beisaviyah, Bagrus is mostly Legami Mishusaviyah, or when she has Nisim. That's why the Pashto should be over here. Let's say Naira Hamurasa, the father can be Mekabla Ger. What if she already had Nisim? So the Pashto says the father cannot be Mekabla Ger. That's the Pashto. The Taisus in Kiddushin raises it as a question. Maybe, since the father married her off, since the father was the Bailam on the issues that he married her off, so even if she had him soon later on, maybe he can still be the Kabbalah get later on. The Makish Havayli Siyah, since he was the Bailam to create the Erisin, then maybe he can still serve as the Bailam, as the Yad to be the Kabbalah get. But the Maskan is that it's not so. There is Siris and Mashi, Rabbi Kedega there, and Dafyura Manalas and Kiddushin, where there's a big thesis that the thesis raises the question, they quote a right from a Yushalmi. And Rabbi Kevega there quotes there were Rashi in different places in the Gemara, says different things. The Pashtus is that no, the Pashtus is based on the way we usually learn. That you're going to come up with a big Chiddush. Without any Chiddushim, the Pashtus is either when the girl becomes a Bogeret, or when the girl has Nisuin, she's Yaitu Lagama Mishu Saviyah. So the father is no longer Balabas to be Mekabal again. Fine. So that's why the Mishnah speaks about a Naira Hamurah. So you have to have the two conditions. Naira to the exclusion of a Bogeret doesn't mean Naira to the exclusion of a Ksano. I'll be Pashtus. That's a Taisus quotes the old Rashi that we don't have already. Rashi in his first Madura wrote, Naira to the exclusion of a Ksana. But the Pashtus shot is Naira to the exclusion of Bagheris. Once the girl is a Bagheris, she's not the Beis Aviyah anymore. The Nereh Beis Aviyah. Well, Bagheris is one of the examples in the Mishnah Yenu Dharma Yisayim Ebechai Aviyah. And she's only a Hamurasa, Naira Hamurasa. Once she's in Isua, she's right and not the Beis Aviyah. She's not Bishu Saviyah. So the father's not a Balabas to be Mekabel Aget anymore. That's the Pashto. Naira Hamurasa, so the father can be Mekabel Aget. She herself can also be Mekabel Aget. That's the Machlokes HaTanaim. So the Tanakhama says, this is a Chiddush, that the father can also be Mekabel Aget. What? This is a Chiddush that the father can be Mekabel Aget, based on the Pesukim in the Chumash. But the girl, why shouldn't the girl be able to be Mekabel her own get? So the Chachamim hold. But that's not a problem. Comes Rabbi Yudin and disagrees. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Who is the Bailam on the Kinyan Agerishin? Either the father or her? How can you say you can either give the get to this one or to that one? Sometimes you have Shutzin, they're both Bailam. We own a business together. The Shutzin, I own 75%, you own 25%, or whatever, 50-50, whatever the relationship is. I can sell my 75%, you can sell your 25%. Each one is a Bailam on whatever he owns. But you don't have two people Bailam on the same thing. Sometimes you can have a Shliach. I own a business, I own a house, and I'm dying to sell out. I want to move there to sell whatever, so I'm dying to sell my house for you. So I call all the real estate agents and I point them all as a shliach. They call a kodim zocher. Whoever sells the house first, the sale should be valid. So we're all scrambling around looking for a kainer, looking for a customer. So at 9 o'clock in the morning, one real estate agent made a mecca and he made a deal and he sold it. 10 o'clock, another one sold it. 11 o'clock, I sold it. 12 o'clock, a third one sold it. 1 o'clock, a different one sold it. So whoever sold it first, the kinyan is called. So how can you have five people have the ability, how can you have Chomish Adayim, five people are buying? The answer is no, I'm the only Bailam, I own the house. The real estate agents don't own the house. I can appoint four different Shluchim, I can appoint 100 Shluchim to serve as a Shliach for me. And the Dina Shluch of Shalom Kim Moisai is considered as if I sold the house myself. So it boils down to one Bailam, I'm the only Bailam on the house. But over here, that's where Rabbi Yehuda Tainis. It doesn't make sense to him that you say, Aviyah Mekabla Mazika. Either the husband gives the get to the father, the husband gives the get to the wife. How can it be? Who is the Bailam on the Gerishin over here? It's a Kenyan Yad. It says, Venasim the Yoda. The get needs a Kenyan Yad. Who's Yad? Is it the father is the Bailam on the Kenyan Gerishin, or the daughter is the Bailam on the Kenyan Gerishin? How can it be? And the Chachamim disagree and they say no. So the Gemara says, the Mai comes to me, what's the point of dispute? Abban and Savri, Yodi Yisserto Zochi La Rahman. The Chachamim hold that she has two. That the father has a yad and she has a yad. She has an extra yad. Rav Yehuda suffers. The Macham Aviyah Yadi Lo Alav Plumhi. Rav Yehuda holds no. The pasuk says. The father is the Baal Amani Kiddushin up until Bagrus. So therefore, Makash Havai Lissia, the father is the Baal Amani on the Gerishin also up until Bagrus. And once you say, we apply the principle of Ein Shtei Yadayim, it's a type of disaster. By definition, Bagrus means exclusivity. I'm the only Baal Amani. You're not, whatever, I'm a Baal Amani, you're not a Baal Amani. We can be Bailam 50-50 or 70-30 or 99-1, whatever it is. I'm a Bailam on the 99 and you're a Bailam on the 1. I'm a Bailam on the 1, you're a Bailam on the 99. Whoever has the more money, whatever. But you don't have two people Bailam on the same thing. So that's where Judy says that once you say the father is the Bailam on again, the daughter cannot be the Bailam on again. But I'm saying no. Yadi is there to Zafir Ahman. So he mentioned the Ramban points out, the Ramban Muhammad points out that the Gemara in Kiddushin has a machlokes amoraim. Kiddushin mem dalet, says it goes. Kiddushin mem dalet, the Gemara has a machlokes amoraim within the Chachamim Shita in the Mishnah. We pass like the Chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda. Within the Shita of the Chachamim, that Abi and the Kablam as Gita, the husband can either give the get directly to the wife or to the father in law. So the Gemara had a suffix, can the wife appoint a shliach to kabbalah taget? The father certainly can appoint a shliach. That's the next Mishnah has. The father can certainly appoint a shliach to kabbalah taget, like regular. An isha can always appoint a shliach to kabbalah, and if it's the father's right to accept the get, so the father can appoint a shliach to kabbalah. The shaila is, can the wife appoint a shliach? So if the wife is a ktana, so that's out of the question. Mishnah says, "The Ktana Sham is Kabbalah of Gita and Agat Shiagin Get the other." The next Mishnah says, "The Ktana cannot appoint the Shliach the Kabbalah of Get." How do you know? So that we had a detailed argument, a major detail, but it's only a detail. It's not relevant for today. What is the source of that then? The Rambam and the Ravid gave two different makaris. The Rambam gave a whole philosophy, and the Ravid says, "Tapasik." What do you have to go philosophize? So the Rambam and the Ravid gave you the makar for the din that a Ktana cannot appoint the Shliach. But let's say the girl is not a Ktana, she's a Naira Hamarasa, as the Mishnah speaks. She's a Naira Hamarasa. So can she appoint a Shliach? So why not? Why should she not be able to appoint a Shliach? So one opinion in Gemara is no. If the father would not be alive, then she's the wife. So of course the wife can appoint a Shliach L'Kabbalah. That's the institution of Shliach L'Kabbalah. When she's a Ktana, she cannot appoint a Shliach L'Kabbalah. When she's a Naira, she may. Naira is a Gedola, after Bas Mitzvah. But if the father is alive, we're breaking the rule. The rule should have really been Ein Shtei Yadayim Zeches Kacha, like Rabbi Yehuda says. But we're breaking the rule. It's a Yotzei Min HaKlal that Yodi Yiserto Zochi LaRachmon. The Torah declares that there are two Yodos, her Yad and the father's Yad. So it's like Ein Lachvay LaChidusha. We should be happy enough that we allow the girl to accept the get on her own. To say that she should have the ability to appoint a Shliach, that's already asking for too much. That's a machlek. That's a machlek. That's a machlek. That's how we fast him, the funny way, the strange way. That the girl, we only allow the girl to make a shliach lekabola tagerishin if there's no father on the picture. But if there's a father on the scene who also has the ability to be mekabola get, then the daughter cannot appoint the shliach lekabola taget. Echad teisa, she's worse off than the father. The father can appoint the shliach lekabola taget, but the wife cannot make a shliach lekabola taget. Why? Why is that? The Gemara doesn't really explain any hesber to that opinion. That's the accepted opinion. The Gemara comes to the conclusion in Kiddushin that is the accepted opinion. And then commenting on this Mishnah, that in this case, Naira Amarat Sahi, the Yavi Makabla Mizgit, so the Yavi can either be Makabla Get in person or Ayyadei Shaliyah, and the He can only be Makabla Get in person and not Ayyadei Shaliyah. Why should that be so? So the Ramban writes a fascinating comment. The Ramban starts off with a premise that a shliach l'kabbalah taget is what we would call mili. It's a bunch of words. Mem, yud, lamed, yud. Mili, words. And we have a rule, mili la nimser on the shaliach. What does that mean? We have a rule, shaliach, oisa shaliach. More learns that from a pasuk. Let's say the husband wants to divorce his wife. So the husband lives in New York and the wife lives in California. So he gives a get to a shliach to go deliver to the wife. Then the shliach is traveling, driving by car from New York to California. He likes it in Idaho. He wants to live in Idaho. Shooting. So he says, that's it, he's not going to go any further. So he appoints another shliach. The shliach Habal, the shliach Rishon, appoints the shliach Sheni. Shliach Sheni goes a little further, whatever's next to Idaho, he likes it in Montana, I don't know. So he doesn't want to go any further. So then the shliach Sheni appoints the shliach Shlishi. Shliach Shlishi appoints the shliach Revi. So the Mishnah says that that's legitimate. The din is that shaliach, it's a shliach. We learn from the psukim, Mishilach Mishilcha, Malam Mishah Shliach, it's a shliach. Not only can the Baal appoint the shliach, lo ilochas aget, the shliach Habal can appoint the shliach Sheni, the Sheni can appoint the shliach Shlishi, and so on. So that's only, that halacha, that shliach, is a shliach, that's only if I empower the shliach with a significant mission. I gave him the get and I said, deliver the get to my wife. What if I only handed over merely a bunch of words? So then the Gemara says, ain't shliach, is a shliach. Mili la minsara on the shaliach. It's later in this parish, we're going to have it. Mili, words, cannot be transmitted from the shliach rishon to the shliach sheni. Even though you can make a shliach on mili, but nonetheless, the shliach rishon cannot appoint the shliach sheni. What would be an example of mili? That it's not such a strong empowerment. I didn't really empower the shliach with anything so significant. So therefore, the shliach rishon doesn't have the status of a bailin to have the ability to appoint the shliach sheni. The one who can appoint the shliach is the bailin. So when we say shaliach is the shliach, and the shliach sheni can appoint the shliach shlishi, and so on and so forth, that's because every step of the way, the shliach habal is a bailin. He can give the get to the isha bal korchoi, and the shliach sheni can also give it bal korchoi. Each one is a bailin. But what about the shliach lekabalos aget? The kabalos aget is a chiddush that it exists bichlal. We went through this the first day. It's a chiddush that the whole thing exists bichlal. It really shouldn't even be such a thing. Based on Svara, based on the rules and regulations of the way Shlichus works in general, shouldn't be such a thing because the get can be given to the Isha Bal Korcha. It's an Avel of Gedola to divorce the wife Bal Korcha, it's an Aveir of Gedola, it's an Adam of Aveir, but the din is that the get is Chal. If a man gives a get to his wife Bal Korcha, it's Chal. You see that for the Kinyan Hagerishin to affect the Kinyan Shtar, you don't need the Dato Isha for the get. If you don't need Dato Isha, how is she a Balabas to appoint a Shlich? She's not really the Bailam. I mean, you need her a Yad, but not some Yad. You need a King Yad, but you don't need the Dato Isha. So if you don't need Dato Isha, so it's really a Chiddush that she has the ability to appoint a Shlich LeKabbalah to begin with. So he said, yes, the Pasuk. The Shulchan, the Lama Shav Isha, it's a Shlich. But to say that not only can the Isha make a Shlich, the Shlich Isha can make a Shlich Sheni, that never says explicitly. So the Mechaber in Ebenezer quotes this Ramban, Yesh Omrin, he's alluding to this Ramban, that ain't shaliach is the shliach lekabbalah saget, because the shliach lekabbalah is called mili, just a bunch of words. She doesn't give over anything to the shliach lekabbalah. The Baal gives over a get to the shliach lehoilacha, something tangible, and the shliach lehoilacha has the ability to give the get bal karcha to the isha. That's very powerful. He has an awful lot of power. In fact, there is one opinion in the Rishonim, the Mordechai quotes one opinion like that, that the only time in Kol HaTai Kula, the only time we allow Shaliach to Shliach is only by Shliach Lahilachas Aget. Because the Shliach Lahilachas Aget has power. He can give the get by Karach of the Ish, not allowed to. But if he gives it, the get will be found. So there's one opinion in Rishonim quoted by the Mordechai that that's the only case that we say the Shliach is the Shliach. It's only by the Shliach Lahilachas Aget. But the shliach by halachas kiddushin, so there is an opinion that you wouldn't allow shliach to shliach. That's also mili. Everything is mili. But the Ramban is not working like that. The Ramban is saying no, only the shliach lekabbalah saget. That's a weak shliach. It really shouldn't have existed in the first place. But the chiddush atros, there is a custom that it does exist. But to say now that the shliach lekabbalah has the ability to appoint a shliach sheni, that's already too much. So that's why he says ain't shliach to shliach. And now the Ramban says, now he understands what's going on in the Gemara. The Gemara in Kiddushin, and Mem Dalet, had a machlokes hamaroim, which the Gemara never explained. Can the, in this case, Naira Hamarosa, and the accepted opinion is that of the Chacham, either he or Aviyah Mekablam is Gita, either she or the father can accept the gift. So when the father has the ability to accept the gift, he can appoint the Shlech LeKabbalah to accept it on his behalf. When the Isha has the ability to accept the get, there's a machlokes, whether she can appoint a shliach lekabbalah or not. Why not? Manishtana, the Gemara never explains why. You must faraction. A machlokes amaroyim. And then, lo and behold, the maskon is the strange way that she can. Why not? The Gemara never explains why not. But the Ramban says, oh, that's why. The Gemara is wondering, what did the Chachamim do to the argument of Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda hotach hatayin, a logical argument. In Kol HaTorah Kula, we have a principle, ein shtei yadayim zeches ka'achas. that whoever is the Baalim is the exclusive Baalim to the exclusion of all others. Either I'm the Baalim or you're the Baalim. Is it mine? Is it yours? Who's the Baal of us over here? How can you have? It's either I give the get to you and she becomes Megarish, or I give the get to her and she becomes Megarish. Who is it? If somebody is the wife appoints a Shlech LeKabbalah, she appoints 100 Shluchim LeKabbalah, so the husband can give the get to any one of the 100 Shluchim LeKabbalah or to the wife and Kol HaKadim Zachar, whoever gives it to first. But you don't have 101 Yodayim Zechus Kachat. It's all the Isha. The Shluch HaShlalim Kamoitz is considered as if the Isha was Mekabbalah get using the principle of Shlech. But over here, that's what Rav Yehuda says. How can you say that the husband can either give the get to the father or to the wife? Independent Yodayim, Ein Yodayim Zechus Kacha, does make sense. So the question is, what do the Rabbanan do with this argument of Rav Yehuda? So it could be that they hold that there is a pasuk somewhere, a pasuk. We're not sure exactly what the pasuk is. Maybe he holds the pasuk that this is an exception to the rule. There are a lot of rules that have exceptions to the rule. So here's an exception to the rule. The Shtei Adai Mazeh Haskacha. So it could be that it's not really an exception to the rule. It could be that really the only Yad for Kabbalah Saget is really the father. And the daughter functions as if she had been appointed as a Shliach on behalf of the father. Even though the father doesn't want to get at all, he doesn't want anybody to serve as a Shliach, maybe that Pasuk, wherever that Pasuk happens to be, the Gemara never quotes the Pasuk, whatever the pasuk is, maybe the pasuk is to be understood that the husband can give the get to his wife, serving as a shliach for the father. So it's not really that you have shtei adayim zeches kachat. The rabbanon are really, the chachamim are really masking with the Rav Yehuda's argument. You take it right, ain't shtei adayim zeches kachat. The soul violin is really the father, and not the wife. But the ability to give the get to the wife is because the pasuk teaches us, wherever the mysterious pasuk is, the hidden pasuk teaches us that the wife acts as if she were the shliach on behalf of the husband. What's the difference, Allah Almighty, whether she acts as an independent violent for Kabbalah Saget and it's an exception to the rule of Ein Shtei Adayim Zeches Kachat, or it's not an exception to the rule? She's acting as a shliach. So the Ramban says that's exactly the nafkamina. Can the wife appoint a shliach? Because we assume the premise of the whole dispute in Kiddush and Mem Dalet is that Ein Shliach is a shliach by Kabbalah Saget. The Kabbalah Saget is a form of mili. And ain't shliach is a shliach. If the isha's kabbalah saget is only considered keilah shivah shliach on behalf of the father, so then she cannot go ahead and appoint another shliach. It's like a shliach is making a shliach change. But if you say no, it's an exception to the rule that shtei adayim zeches kachat, the isha has the independent ability to be mekabbalah get, then the woman wouldn't be able to make a shliach lekabbalah saget. So the fiyah maskana. So then, just to wrap it up, so the Ramban says, so the fiyah maskana. Why do we talk from like this strange opinion that the wife cannot appoint a shliach, even though she's a naira, she's not a kach? The answer is that she doesn't have an independent yad. The Rabbanan and the Chachamim are concerned about Rav Yehuda's argument. Ein shtei adayim zeches kachat. The Rabbanan and the Chachamim hold that this is not a violation of that rule, that the isha's kabbalah saget is only the teres of shliach for the ba, and that's why she cannot appoint a shliach sheni. So he says that's exactly the issue, that the topic that Rashi brought up hinges on that. What would be the din if the wife is a ktana? The Rashi in the original Pirush Rashi on the Gemara, it says that Rashi backed up. But in his original comments on this Mishnah, he said it says only Naira Hamurasa, Hivi Avim Kabbalah Gita. If it would have been a ktana, it wouldn't be Hivi Avim. The Poshub Shad Naira Hamurasa married to the exclusion of a Bogeret. She's a Bogeret, she's not Rishus Avim, so the father's out of the picture. Like Hamurasa, it's the exclusion of a Nesua. She's a Nesua, the father's out of the picture. Whether she's a Nesua or a Bogeret, she's the same, the Chayonir, that's the Pashim Shah. But the first Pirush Rashi, the Madura Kama, Rashi wrote, Naira is also to the exclusion of Ktana, but a Ktana cannot be Mekabbalah Get in person. So it says, a Tela, it doesn't make any sense. So the Ramban explained why. Why should Rashi say like that? It doesn't make any sense. So the Ramban is the only one who explains it. So he says, because Lafi Maskan is Hagemar in Kiddushin, the whole ability of the wife to accept the get in person is because we consider her as if she's a shliach of the father, and the klal is that a ktana cannot serve as a shliach. Even though here you want her to serve as a shliach, that she should be mugureshet. She's not a shliach for someone else or something else. Mechutz alav. She's serving as a shliach and she should be mugureshet. But still, the father is a bailam on the gerushin, and she's serving as a shliach on his din. So this is the Ramban. He has this chakira. and he has, claims that Sakir is a machlekes amarayim in kiddushin mem dalet, and he gives you two nafkaminas in the Sakir, whether the yad of the wife to accept the guest is an independent yad, it's an exception to the rule. Oh no, she's only acting, so to speak, as if she were a shliach on behalf of the father, with his two nafkaminas. Then we pointed out that maybe there should be a third nafkamina, the way it says in the Shulchan Aruch, so we assume the get has to be written Meloshim Noitach. Let's say the husband knows that the wife is not going to show up to receive the get. The wife sent her brother. The wife lives in California. Her brother lives in New York, and she appointed the brother as a shliach. We all made up. We come to the bezin. The husband gives the TV aval to the sofer, writes the get. He ate and signed the get. And he knows he's going to give the get to the girl's brother. So should he write in the get, Hare achosko megureshes mimeni? Should he write, I'm hereby divorcing your sister? Because he knows he's giving it. When he gives the get, bal peh, he says, Hare achosko. He doesn't say, Hare achosko. The brother-in-law is not his wife. He says, Hare achosko megureshes mimeni. Hare himu teret mechala. So should he write that in the get also? So in Shulchan Aruch, they assume no. They assume that the get has to always be written, b'loshen noicha, has to be written as if the husband is speaking to the Baal HaGerushin. The Baal HaGerushin is the wife, so he has to write, Harei at Mugureshes Mimeni. But the Shad is, what if he's giving the get to his father-in-law? The father-in-law has a daughter who is a Chtana or an Ira. So then the father-in-law is the Baal HaMan HaKabbalah Sager. His Yad is the basic Yad, the Yad of the Hoifa. His Yad is the Yad. So the get should say, Harei Bitech Mugureshes Mimeni. But what if he's giving the get to his wife? In the case, like in the Mishnah, the din is like the Chachamim, or either he or Avi Mekablam is giving. He gives the get to the wife. So should the get that he gives to the wife, should it say, Hare Bitech Mugureshes Mimeni? Sounds funny, Hare Bitech. She doesn't have any daughter, he's married to her. Does it have to say, Hare Bitech Mugureshes, because she only functions as a shliach for the father, and the father is the sole Baalam HaNegerushin. So the text for the get has to say, Hare Bitech Mugureshes Mimeni. Or do you say, no! The Rabbanim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda in principle. They say, Shtei Adayim Zechas Kachas. They're both Bailam and the Kabbalah Saget. So if he gives the get to the father, it should say, Hare Bittich Megureshes. And then if he gives the get to the wife, it should say, Hare At Megureshes. So the way we talk, according to this whole Maroch of the Ramban, according to what the Ramban wrote on this Gemara, on the Rift, we should say the funny way. That is, even if he gives the get to the wife, it's no good if he says, Hare At Megureshes. It'll be possible. I have to say, Hare Bitech Megureshes Mimeni. It sounds funny. Yeah, the din also sounds funny. The din in the Gemara tradition also sounds funny. It's strange that the girl cannot appoint the shliach. Why can the girl not appoint? So that Ramban is the only one who gave a hezbo. So point to that hezbo. Should follow the same over here. So the Taisus quoted this Rashi. Taisus on the Mishnah quote, Pirish, the country is Rashi's original comment on the Mishnah. Says, Dafka Nairab, Aftana, Dafka, Viyav, Aloi, He, and the law, there's no father, so there's no question. So of course he can give the get to the wife directly, or the... Yeah, if she, even if she's only a Ketana, because you don't need Bas Risha for Kabbalah Saget. So we're talking, if there is a father, and the law, so then Rashi's opinion is that you cannot give the get to the Ketana directly. No. According to Ramban, no, you don't mean it. You don't require a minhag hashlach. Even if the father's screaming, I don't want the get. I don't want my daughter to accept the get. Ramban says no, because there is a pasuk that halacha considers it. There must be a pasuk somewhere. So the Gemara never quoted the pasuk. I think the Bnei Yeshua works on that. Where is the pasuk? Yada Yisrael Zochi Le'Rachmona. Where is the Rachmona? Where is the pasuk? So he starts fishing around to try to dig up a pasuk. There must be the Tanai, must have had a pasuk over here. Without a pasuk, they wouldn't invent all these things. Part of the pasuk we know, the Yosef Bahoysa, Makash Havai Lizia, is deep in the Sakhalisha. That half of the story we know, that the father has the ability to be Mekabel again. But how do you know the point of the Rabbanan, that the daughter also has the ability? So that must also be a pasuk somewhere. So here, Tosfos is not happy with this Rashi. Why Rashi says the Mishnah only has the machlekes by Naira Hamurah. By Ktana Hamurah, so even the Chacham would agree that she cannot be Mekabel on get. And they say that Rashi himself backed out. B'shul Higia Rashi B'perek Sheni B'Kiddushin. When he wrote his second Madura, the commentary on the Gemara, he changed his mind. That is the correct. The second way Rashi wrote is more correct than the first way. The first way is wrong. And one of their grandchildren, I guess, of Rashi, one of the Balei HaTosfos, whoever he is, Rehavi Arai, Rabbi Nisnos, Rab Meir, brings Arai from the Perush Gemara. The Gemara says black and white that the girl, that the girl can be mekabel aget, even if she's a tana, she can be mekabel aget, even though the father is still alive. So the Perush Gemara. So how can Rashi even maintain such a havamina? I mean, it's against the Beferish Gemara. So the Ramban and the Mohammed points out that if you read that Gemara is in the heat of the debate, in the middle of the Machlokes Hamaroyim, when the husband has the ability, we pass like the Chacham Rav Yehuda, the husband has the ability to give the get either to the father-in-law, either to the Naira Amaros or to the father-in-law. So the Gemara had a machlokes Hamaroyim. Can the wife appoint the shliach? Strange, funny shita. And we passed in the funny way. Can the wife appoint the shliach or not? So one opinion was the normal way we don't pass. The normal way the wife, yeah, of course she can appoint the shliach. Kabbalah, why not? So within that opinion, it means that the girl is an independent yach. Shtei adayim zechus kachas. The girl has her own bialus to be mamana. So within that shita, the Gemara assumes that even if she's a tana, the husband can give the get directly to the wife. So the Ramban says 100%. According to that's also totally zed is there. If you hold like that, Amari and the Gemara, that the sheet of the Chachamim and disagreeing with Rav Yehuda is that they disagree in principle. They hold it over here. The pasuk tells you shtei adayim zechus kachas. The wife has an independent yad, then she can be mekabel aget, even if she's a tan also. She's not functioning as a shliach of the husband. But the way we pass from the maskana to maskana, the way we pass in at the conclusion of the sugya, like that funny sheet that the wife cannot appoint the shliach, and why not? The only husband one can conceive of, the Ramban writes is, we consider the wife as if she's a shliach of the husband, so then she should follow that if she's a tana, she cannot be mekabel aget, because the tana cannot serve as a shliach. He says, if you look in the Gemara, it happens to be correct. That statement that Tosfos quotes, that it says the Beferish, Abu Meikor is talking about an Arab Sheish, Lo Afilach, Tani Achia Gigad, Yerushalam, Af Neish, Lo Avni Gigad, Yerushalam, Gresh, Back Tana, the Beferish. Like Tana, that's the point to the other Mandoma. That's within the Shakla of Atari. That Gemara follows the other opinion. But the way we pass them like the other opinion, then that would fall off. I'm bound with a genius. Very sharp. Very sharp. The Shaila is it's so sharp, is it just a charitas? Or is it really true? So you should be choishes lahachma over here for the Shitas Rashi, because the Ramban did defend it. The Rishonim did defend the Shitas Rashi. And Rashi's not the other one. A few other Rishonim also say like Rashi. Okay. Here's the famous Machlokes HaRishonim. But we understand what the Machlokes is. The Rav Yehuda disagreed with the Tanakam and says, Ein Shtei Adayim Zechus Kachas. So the question is, what was their response? Did they respond, we have a Gzeiras HaKasav somewhere or another that says that this is an exception to the rule? So it's an exception to the rule. So the girl can be a tana also. He's saying, no, they're answering, it's not an exception to the rule. The girl's ability, the wife's ability to receive the get in person is the Torah Shliach on behalf of the father. So she's not really an independent yant. And the neighbor, if she's a tana, it wouldn't work. And that's the way we pass from the maskana. Then the Mishnah concludes, Paul Shein Yechol Lishnah Gita, Eina Yechola Lehiz Garesh. What does that mean? Shein Yechol Lishnah Gita, the Halacha says that a Ktana can accept the get if she's 11 and a half years old, if she's 10 years old, 9 years old, or if she's 2 years old, 3 years old. She doesn't understand what the whole thing is all about. So say, hey, Chalish Nazgit, any Chalish Garish. Halacha says you don't need Da'at Risha by Garishin to get this Chalif and Balkarcha, but you still need that she should be aware of the fact, she should understand that she's being Mizgareshed. If the husband gives her the get and he says, Kinsi Shtar Chayv Zeh, here's the Mishnah, Anayim Chesam and Allah. The husband gives it, husband's afraid, he's going to tell his wife, I'm divorcing you, she's going to kill him. He won't survive. Then gives his wife a get, and he says, I just got a graduate degree from Yeshiva University, and he hears the diploma. Then he runs away. And then she opens it up, and she sees that it was a get. So you can say, well, you don't need Da'at Risha by Gerish, and even if he would have stuffed it down her throat, it would have been good. So he tricked her. They gave it to the Mishnah, says it's no good. If he doesn't explain to her at the time of the Nisina that this is a get, if she doesn't chab, she doesn't realize, then it's not considered a Ma'isa Gerish. Ma'isa Gerish, she is Tenenel of the Torah's Gerish. And the Rambam listed off in the beginning of Hilchos Gerushin, the Asorah Dinim, the 10 halachas that are needed, min ha-Torah, and the psukim, and so on, with respect to gerushin, the one on Lashi, it's not a lot of the Torah's gerushin. You don't need data isha, you don't need that she should consent, but you require that she should understand what's flying. That's such a machlokes in the beginning of kiddushin, yiyud. There's a machlokes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam regarding yiyud. Yiyud is if a man purchased an amah ha'ivriya. So it says nechum shalol ya'ada. It's a decree exceed, and you read in Parshas Mishpat, Mashalo Yehuda, Shalo is spelled Lamed Aleph. And the decree is Ashalo Lamed Vav. Ashalo Yehuda, that it's a mitzvah Yada. It's a mitzvah, in other words, he shouldn't support the girl. Let's say he buys himself an Amay Vriya, and she's ugly, and she's too young, he's 85 years old, and she's only 10 years old. It's not shy that he should marry the girl. So you shouldn't buy her as an Amay Vriya in the first place. You only buy an Amay Vriya if you think that there's a chance to do Yehuda. And there's a mitzvah siyud. The Mishnah says mitzvah siyud kedemis le mitzvah spediyud. It's called a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do yud. And you learn that from the fact that there's a kriya ksira shalo yoda, lamed vav. You read it low yoda, and if the balkari refuses to read it low, and he reads it low, it's fire. There's a difference apparently in pronunciation. He has to learn it according to the kri, not according to the ksir. The ksir is low yoda mitzvah aleph, and the kri is low yoda with avav. So the mitzvah yiyud. So the Gemara has a comment, Ashalo yi'odo yud ayin zalad hei. He does yiyud, he says, hurry up, you to sleep. So the Gemara says, he's a yiyud ha. Odo na yiyud habein, in libno yiyudan. Either he does yiyud, or he does yiyud with his son. So the Gemara says, lo yi'odo, melamish etzorach le'yado. What does that mean? Lamish Tzorach Liyadah. So Rashi says that it should Tzorach Liyadah Yud Dalet Ayin. Even though it's spelled Yud Ayin Dalet, you understand it as if he has to get her consent. He cannot do Yud Bal Korcha. Just like he cannot do Kiddushin Bal Korcha, he cannot force the girl to marry if she doesn't agree. So he cannot do Yud Bal Korcha of the girl either. And the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi, and he claims that there are Gemara Svakeh that you don't need the girl's consent. Because the father sold her as an amoy vriya. The father sold her when she was a little girl. The father has the right to marry his daughter off. It's stupid. The Gemara says it's an avla, it's an avera. They don't have avera to marry a daughter off to someone that she's not happy about. She has to agree. She's not going to have a happy marriage. But still, the Gemara says if the father's makabal kedushin to be toksana naira, even bal korchav toksana, the kedushin is chal. So when the father sells his daughter as an amoy vriya, he knows that that's what it's all about. That's included in the selling her as an amoy vriya is that the Yodon or the Ben Hodon has a right to do Yud, even Bal Korcho. So the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi. He says when it says, Malamish Yitzorach Liyado, Yud Avarayin, it doesn't mean that you need the girl's consent in order to do Yud. What it means is you need to notify the girl. She has to understand what's happening. If the Yodon is going to say, Hariat Mewedisli, in such a fancy language that she won't understand what he says, he's going to talk in Hebrew and she only speaks English or whatever. He's going to talk Shakespearean English. She doesn't know what he's talking about. He's going to say such a fancy language she doesn't understand. Even though the Eidim understand what he's driving at. But the girl doesn't understand. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds that. That's no good. That's what it means. Malam shetzorach liyado. He has to notify her at the time that he's doing this, she should understand. It's similar to this din by get. By get, everybody agrees like that. That you don't need the consent of the wife for the get, that in order that it should be chal. You don't need that the wife should agree, but you still require that she should understand what's happening b'shas ma'ase. So that's what the Mishnah says here. If a man is going to, the din is that a man can divorce ishto ktana, a little girl. She doesn't have to be a gedola. You don't need her das for the kinyan agerishim to the male. You don't need that she should be a gedola. A cotton is a lot bar das. That's why a cotton can never make kinyonim, because kinyonim need das. If there would be a kinyan that wouldn't need das, a cotton would be able to make a kinyan. The whole chisson that a cotton can't make a kinyan is because the cotton is a lot das. Do you ever have a kinyan where you don't need das? Is there ever such a thing as a kinyan that doesn't need das? The Taisa says, yeah, there is a kinyan. Where is that Taisa? Here, the bottom Taisa. Shiny Shetufim of Wurz on Samach Dalar on the day. On the second line in the Taisa, they point out, Matthias Chereshoy to the cotton is a takana de rabbanon. In the two prokim in the middle of the mitzvah that list off all the takanas of Netikin Oilam, from Perakan Izokin, it mentions among the many other takanas that if a cherishite of the cotton picks up a dovish al-hefker in the middle of the street, So they're not training in Atara because they're lab bar das. So if they pick something up, they're not training. But with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to take it away from them. And there's a machlokes hatanaim, to what extent do we consider this? How serious is this sakana? Where's this Mishnah? And she has cherish out of the cotton. Where is it? Mem test on it? Lun test on it? Hey, with Ram Dak Yisholim. Oh, here we have it. Fourth line from the top, correct? Nun test on the base. Mitzias cherish out of the cotton, Yeshmem Gezel, Musangay Dak Yisholim, Rabbi Yossi Yami Gezel, Gomer Midivrayim. So the Gemara says there's a machlok Satanan, to what extent. How chomer is this din derabbanan? But they all agree it's only a din derabbanan. How come it's only a din derabbanan? Mitzias cherish out of the cotton is only a din derabbanan. Because the cherish out of the cotton are lap and agar. And in order to be kind of a dovah and a hefker, the mitzia means a dovah shal hefker that's laying around in the street. In order to be zeichem and a hefker, you have to have das. Das kind of. Not only is there an institution of das machna when I have property. And I want to give a gift to someone else, I want to sell it to someone else. There is an institution of Das Machna. The Pashtus in the Mishnah is that there is a requirement for Das Kaina also. If somebody wants to be Zeicha, I'm going to have to, the din is that you need Das Kaina. And if the Kaina, the Zeicha, is a Cherish Ad Vikotin, who Al Pidin is labeled as a Lab Bar Das, the Shatan can be the biggest genius in the world. It could be the only one that he finished all of Shasta before his Bar Mitzvah. The Alacha says that the Kotin is a Lab Bar Das. The Shaita can also be a genius. You just say he's crazy. A cherish is vitara. Cherish means vitara. A shaita means deranged. Some there are people who are absolutely brilliant. They're in business, they make a million, but they're absolutely crazy. So that's al pidin. It doesn't mean hatashvach is tough. The guy can be a genius, but still, if he's deranged, as Allah says, that he's a lav bar das. So a person who's a lav bar das cannot make kinyanim because you need das kana. Yes. So Tosfos points out that it's not so pashut. This halacha that the Mishnah requires das kain, and therefore Matthias Cherish out to the cotton is only kain with the Rabbanon, the whole thing is only takan with the Rabbanon. It's made Dar Shalom. That's only when the Zechem and a Hefker. But what if someone gives a matana to the Cherish out to the cotton? A matana to a cotton. So since you have das machna, and the one who's giving the matana is Bar Mitzvah. So whenever you have das a Cherish machna also, then Tosfos says there's no need for das kain. You only need das kaina when you're zechem and a hefker, when there's no das acheres machna. Whenever someone's giving a matana, das acheres machna, there's no need for das kaina. If I'm selling it to someone else, that's if I'm giving a matana. So you say there's das acheres machna. If I'm selling it, I say to the little kid, if you want to buy the chumash, I'll sell it to you for a dollar and a half. So then, if he has to, if the lekeach has to agree to pay money, so he can't have a das acheres machna on his paying money. He can have a das acheres machna on giving a gift. I'm giving a matana, but you can't have a das acheres machna on his obligation and his agreement to pay the dollar and a half. But there you can never have that he's kind of minatayu. A mekach is not going to work minatayu. There is no das acheres machna to substitute for the das acheres to agree to the skum, the dmei a mekach. But on a matana, that's what Tosfos says. And we pass him like this Tosfos in Shulchanot. Machlokes, two opinions in Tosfos in Sanhedrin, and we pass him like this Tosfos, that whenever there's a das acheres machna, the cotton is konim, and there's no need for das konim. The Yerushalmi has in Gansan a different shita. The Yerushalmi on that Mishnah, Nun, Tet, Amud, Bey, the Yerushalmi Hanizokin says, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, when do you say that the cotton who picks up the Messiah is only konim with the Rabbanon, Gezel Mesnei Garki Shalom, that's only if the cotton shalom, he gil on his aputis, he's not so sharp. The little kid, he doesn't fully appreciate the concept of ownership and transferring ownership and acquiring ownership, I think. But if he's the Vilna Gaon, if he's a sharp kid and he understands what it means, of selling and buying and owning, it's mine, it's yours, it's the other guy, then the Yerushalmi says, and the Siyas Katan will be Koinim in Atayra. The Yerushalmi denies the whole institution of Das Kain. The Yerushalmi says, you never have a Das Kain. You never need, not only when there's Das Acheres Machna, do you not need Das Kain. Even when there's no das acheres machna, because you zeichem and a hefker, you also don't need das kain. You just need kabbalah kinyan. So the child has to be old enough that he should understand. Should be higir loenis haputus. Should understand. Is it mine? Is it yours? Is it hefker? Am I acquiring it? This is a kinyan. You have to have kabbalah kinyan. You have kabbalah kinyan at zuna. When we say hakotn is allowed by das, the dachreinim will say that's only when the halacha requires das, like nekach a menkar, git nikidushin, you need das. But if you don't need das, you just need kabbalah. Kavanah is a lower form of das, not that serious. And cotton is a bar hachi of kavanah. cotton can have kavana. Take for example by chalitza. Here's the Tesis on Samachem and Allah Sibam Asko Kenegdan Diktana. Or Kenegdan Diktana, and there's a Rashi before the Mishnah on Samachem and Allah Choletzes. So the Rashi quotes in the Gemara, a cotton cannot do chalitza, a cotton cannot perform. Let's say a married man dies and he leaves no descendants, and he has a surviving brother, and the surviving brother is 10 years old. So does the almana have to wait to do chalitza till the brother becomes bar mitzvah? So what do you do if the surviving brother is 1 year old? So she has to wait 12 years? Till he grows up, till he can do chalitza first? And the Mishnah says yes, that a cotton cannot perform chalitza. Why not? There is a custom. It says ish. And ish means a bar mitzvah. Ish has the connotation of bar mitzvah. And what about the girl? What if the almana, what if the girl whose husband just died, what if she's a little girl? They have no children because she was a little girl. The father was Mekabel Kiddushin when she was 5 years old. And then she was married to this guy who was 15 years old. And he just died. And she's only 5 years old. She's a little girl. So can she, and there's an older brother who's passed by mitzvah. So can she perform the halitza before her bas mitzvah? So that's a machlokes satanaim, Rabbi Yosi and Chachamim. The Rashi and Tosfos is going to talk about that at length. Halacha l'maaseh we paskin no, that she cannot perform the chalitza. Why not? Because ish k'siv b'parsha, Rashi quotes, ish k'siv b'parsha, it says ish, u'makshin and ish eliyish. And there's a hekesh between the Yavama and the Yavam. Just like the Yavam has to be bar mitzvah, ish has the connotation of bar mitzvah, so too the Yavama has to be bat mitzvah. And there in Yavamis, Tosfos on that Mishnah in Yavamis Daf Kufei, Tosfos there, this is a very important shaila, Tosfos there in Yavamis has a machlekes, is this makshin and ish eliyish, is this a bona fide hekesh deraisa, or is it only a chumah midirabbanan, only an asmak midirabbanan? The Tosfos has two opinions, whether the need for the Yavama to be bat mitzvah, to be a gedolah, in order to perform the chalitza, is that min haTorah, is that min haRabbanan? What's the difference? Bottom line, Allah HaLamaisi, you do need that the chalitza should be done by a gedolah. If it's done by ktana, it's not acceptable. So Tosfos has two gears in the Mishnah. What if b'diyeved b'shas hatzchak? What if the brother did chalitza when the almana was still a ktana? She wasn't bat mitzvah. And then the brother went back to communist Russia, and they don't let him out. And there's no way for her to go there, there's no way for him to come here. Years ago, there was like a big problem. How do you do chalitza? They didn't let anybody in. Okay. Russia was sogeres and misogeres. They wouldn't let anybody go in. They wouldn't let anybody go out. So how do you do chalitza? Let's say the almana lives in Eretz Yisrael, and the brother lives in Russia. The almana lives in Russia, and the brother lives in Eretz Yisrael. How do you do chalitza? You can't make a shliach. Well, I said, you cannot make a shliach. That would solve the problem. That would be easy. But Allah says, no, you cannot make a shliach if they don't let anybody go. So there were big storms. So what would be the din? They didn't know. They went ahead and they did chalitza when the girl was a ktana. And then the brother-in-law goes back to where he came from. And now whatever, he's sick in the hospital or whatever, now it's impossible to contact him. Would you say that b'shas hatzchak gadol can rely on the chalitza that was done when the girl was a ktana? So if it's a din d'oraisa, makshin initially ish. So there's no room to negotiate. There's no good, there's no good. There's nothing to discuss. But if you say it's only a chumah, but there are banan, so then you have to figure out. Maybe the chumah is only l'chatzchila, but if the diyevid b'shas hatzchak, maybe you make it. So Tosfos had such a gear, it's in the Mishnah, that the diyevid, if the chalitza was done b'katnusa, it would be good. So there on that sugya, that the Mishnah needs a pasuk to say that a katan cannot do chalitza, ish k'si b'parsha. And you say makshin ish, that the Yavama has to be a gedolah also. So there, Rav Chaim has in his sefer on the Rambam, and others, Rabbi Yitzchak Engel has this in his sefer, Shalashilis Bein Paira. You got that one too? Bein Paira. That he has, and Rabbi Chanan Vasana has this in his sefer, Kevitzaris, and Rav Shimishkop has, they all have the same thing. So they all point out, what is there to discuss? Why do you need Sukkim to say whether the Yavam has to be bar mitzvah or not, whether the Yavama has to be bar mitzvah? The Gemara says in Yavama, in the end of Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, that the Chalitza is only kosher to allow the woman, Lehinasi Lashuv, that she is Kavana Shneim. You have to have Kavana Tayavam and Kavana Tayavam. Let's say the Yavama, the girl works, the Almana works in a shoe store. And her brother-in-law comes in to buy a pair of shoes, and she puts on the shoe, she takes off the shoes, puts on the other shoe, takes off the shoe. There are witnesses, there are a lot of people around, so that's no good. The Gemara says, you have to have kavana l'shem hetel ashuk. Kavana Lashem Mitzvah, whatever the Kavana is, the whole debate in Achronim, what does the Kavana mean? Kavana Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, a Kavana is Kinyan, a Kavana is Hataloshim, but you need some kind of Kavana or another. It says in the Braisa, in the last daf in Terech Mitzvah Chalitza, Niskaven hu, v'loi niskavnehi, niskavnehi, v'loi niskavnehu, eina chalitza, she iskavneshneh. You need that the both the Yavim and the Yavim should have Kavana. So why in the world do you need Sukkim to say that a Kavana in a Chalei, and a Ketana also in a Choletzis, and it's Machloikis, whether that's a Din Deraita, Rami Chumim, and the Rabbanon. If a Kavana and a Ketana, Lav Barda, so they can't have Kavana. So they all answer the same answer. They all answer the same prisman. That Kavana and Das are not the same thing. When you say a Kavana is a Lav Barda, that's a Din. Even though the cotton is a genius, even though he's only God, Allah says, and until Bar Mitzvah, Chayr Shah to the cotton, Al Fidin Allah B'nei Das. But by Chalitza, nobody says you need Das. Nobody says you need Das. So Allah only says you need Kavana. So a cotton can't have Kavana, as long as he knows what's going on, and he has a mind. So let's say a cotton does a mitzvah, and Allah says that mitzvah speaks Kavana. Fine, so the cotton has a Kima mitzvah, he has Kavana, the cotton can have Kavana. So Allah just says he cannot have Das. That's what Rabbi Chana Bachman calls in the Sefer in the end of Yevamos. And the Kavis Alki says there's a Mishnah in Torah that says when you want to be Matir somebody who's a Tomei Meis, so the Hazor has to have Kavana. You have to have in mind to be Mazah. And the Gemara talks about a Kotten doing Hazor. How can you here? How can the Kotten do Hazor if you need Kavana? So the answer is there's no Kasha. Why? A Kotten can't have Kavana. It just can't have that altogether. So that's the same over here. The Yerushalmi holds on Nun Tesan Zeh. If Yerushalmi holds, that when the Mishnah says Mitzvah Kotten is only the Rabbanon, that's if he's a Kotten Shaloi Higiyah Lo Nisatutas. The kid is so young, he doesn't really understand, he doesn't appreciate what it means, ownership, it's mine, it's yours, it's Hefka, I just made a Kinyan, by making a Kinyan, I acquire ownership, he doesn't really understand what that means. But if he's old enough to understand what it means, then Yerushalmi holds that the Mitzvah of the Kotten is his Minatera. Why? Because Yerushalmi holds there's no such thing as Askaina. The whole terminology, the whole concept doesn't exist. There's an institution of Das Machne, but there's never any need for Das Kinyan. You just need Kavanah's Kinyan. And the Babli holds not so. The Babli holds the Zayr is not so. The Mitzvah's Katan is no good even if the Katan is an absolute genius, because Al Tidin, there is a need for Das Kinyan. If somebody gives a Matana, that's what Taisus says here, that's how we, Machloikis and Taisus and Sanhedrin, and we pass them like this Taisus. That if somebody gives a matana to the kotten, whenever you have das makne, then there's no need for das kaina. But whenever there's no das makne, whenever there's no das acheres makne giving a matana to the kotten, then the kotten is only kaina midirabon. The kotten is only zeicha mina hefker, only midirabonim. The shach in chayshim mishpat gets all excited about that Yerushalmi from das nun tesan and days. And he thinks all of Yerushalmi missed the boat, and they're all wrong, and we should pass them like the Yerushalmi. They were all unaware of the Yerushalmi. So the Pnei Yeshua and Bav Mitzi in the first parak quotes the Shach. He says, with all due respect, the Rishonim didn't miss the boat, they didn't invent. But the Talmud Babli says the Farish and Machlek is the Babli and Yerushalmi. The Babli and the Farish against the Yerushalmi, and the Rishonim thought that you have to pass like the Babli. That's the cloud that the Rish writes in the end of Eretz. Whenever there's a discrepancy between the Babli and the Yerushalmi, you assume that the Din is like the Babli. And the Rish gives a whole historical explanation that the books and books have been written on, whether it's correct or not. He claims that Ilchus HaKibasroi, he says the Talmud Babli was completed years after the Talmud Yerushalmi, and we have a klal Ilchus HaKibasroi, if the Chachamim in the later generations were aware of what the Chachamim in the earlier generation said, and they, after taking it all into consideration, they issued a Pesach Faker, but then he passed like the Chachamim in the later generation. So the Rif assumes that those who edited the Talmud Babli, Rabino Habashi, they knew everything that it says in the Yerushalmi, and whenever they're writing Fakeret, they knew that they're taking a stand against the Yerushalmi. So in the Mele, you say, Hilchus HaKibasra. So that's a historical question. Is that really accurate? That those who edited the Talmud Babli knew everything? Once in a while, you have a Gemara in Talmud Babli that's clearly alluding to something that appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Rashi will tell you. Once in a while, the Gemara says an expression. You don't know what in the world they're talking about. And as she says, they're alluding to something in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Obviously, they were aware of those things in the Talmud Yerushalmi. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they were aware of everything that it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So that's the question. Is the explanation of the Rif really correct or not? Is it really so? So books and books have been written about that. But Allah Almighty, that's what we usually assume. Whether that's the correct explanation or not, we usually assume that the Din is like the Babli. Whenever there is a discrepancy between the Babli and Shalom, we usually assume The din is like the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. Here's one of the cases. Yerushalmi assumes that Metzias Cheresh Oyser the Katan is only the Rabbanon if he's Lohi Gia Linus Aplutus. If he's a young kid, he doesn't understand fully the Musag of Kinyanim and ownership. But if he understands that it's Tainah de Avedim and Atar, and the same Yeshua points out, the Bavli is against, the Bavli is Keneged. All the Rishonim are Keneged because the Bavli is Keneged. The Rishonim didn't miss the Yerushalmi. The Bavli is in disagreement with the Yerushalmi. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says, we pass them like the Bavli. The Messias, Katan is only with the Rabbanon. There is a need for Das Kaina. But whenever there's Das Acheres Makna, then we assume like cases, then you don't need, then Halacha says you don't need Das Kaina. The Rambam, just interesting, the Rambam very often, when you learn Gemara, so a lot of times you look in the Rambam comes up with a psak, you don't know where in the world the Rambam got this from. So you start looking in the Nice of Kedem, so the Lech Mishnah stands on his head to explain, it's like this and it's like that, and Tesis asks the Kasha from another Gemara, and they answer this, so the Rambam holds it's a different answer, and that's where the Rambam passed the Nasa. And a lot of times you look in the Bir HaGro, Shulchan Aruch, the Bir HaGro will give, not like the Lech Mishnah, just say the Rambam passes like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli, Kedarka Bekama Mekan. The Rambam many times passes like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. In fact, I think someone collected all these, I think Rabbi Goren maybe, or someone else published the whole book, where they collected all the places where we have Piske HaRambam that are based on the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. So that's a question. That's the question. The Riff, the Rambam always follows the Riff. And over here, he doesn't. This is a major issue. The Riff says in the end of everything that we always follow the Bavli against the Yerushalmi whenever there's a discrepancy. Here, the Rambam will often pass him like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. So that's a problem. And the Rambam in the Hagdomah, the Mishnah Torah, says something about that. The Bavli with Yerushalmi, he also sounds like he holds like the Riff. But the Bavli is more reliable. But then when it comes down, Allah HaLamaisa, he will very often pass him like Yerushalmi against Rambam. So what's the rule? So how did he figure out how to pass him? So that's a deep dark secret. That's the problem. Okay, so getting back, where did we digress from? We're learning a Mishnah, no? We're learning Mishnah. So the last line of the Mishnah says, if the husband wants to divorce his wife, true, you don't need Das or Isha to get this tali, even if it's given Bal Korcha to Navera to give the get to Navera ben Adam HaHaver. But if he gives the get, Bal Korcha, the get will be chal. There's no dispute about that. There's no argument about that. Some Mefarshim on Yerushalmi wrote that the Shammai disagree with that. The Pashto says that it's not right. In the last Mishnah, and then the sister, there's a Machlek, is Bisham and Bisilo, what are grounds for divorce? I'm sorry to come at all. So the Mishnah quotes Bisham's opinion, Bisilo's opinion, Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So on there's a Talmud, Yerushalmi has a comment on the closing Mishnah and the sister. So several of the Mefarshim on Yerushalmi misunderstood Yerushalmi as saying that according to Beis Shammai, lo yigarish ad nisish the elam came most above the bayir erev, means such a sharp statement. Lo yigarish ad the elam came most above, means that if you did migarish, it's not chal. The Pashto says that it does mean that. Lo yigarish means it's not proper, it's not fair, it's a divorce he was, and that's most above the bayir erev. Well, few achrayim thought that it means lo yigarish, it's not even chal. The one who disagrees with them is the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech writes normal that the whole machlokes is what a ground for divorce. And that no one is saying over here that the yevah, the get, does not come. So some professor published an essay years ago. He says, well, it's a dispute between the Mishnah Melech and against three other unknown commentaries on Yerushalmi that I don't even know what their names are. So the Mishnah Melech loses. Mishnah Melech loses. That's how you vote. You have a prominent person who wrote on Ganshas and the whole Rama Mishnah Melech, and then you have three unknown figures. So you outvote the Mishnah Melech, it's not so easy, it's not such a pushover. Mishnah Melech is a heavyweight. And the Pashto certainly is, it says all over anymore. All the halachas are based on this premise, that a get bal korcha is chal. Everyone agrees it's an aveira, and everyone agrees that the get bal korcha is chal. And we said the Achrenim say it's based on the pasuk in Chumash. But by Moitzi Shemra, and by Oynes, it says, V'yuchal l'shalcha kol yomu, he's not allowed to divorce her. So the Achrayim say, what do you mean it's not allowed to divorce? So if he and she both come to the realization that the marriage is miserable, so she has to suffer with him. If she's happy to get rid of him, and he'll be happy to get rid of her, so he can give her a gift and say goodbye. Shake hands and then say goodbye. Enough misery, enough suffering. So it means, no, she is afraid. She wants to stay with him. She does not want to get divorced. And he gives her the get bal korcho. So that's when the Pasuk says he's not allowed to do that. Lo yuchal v'shalcho kol yomov. And then the Gemara says, and if he did give the get, fal korach against the wishes, famoy v'hach tekoi. Kol yomov, why does it say yuchal v'shalcho kol yomov? What is that? What are those two words that I add on? So the Gemara says the Makkas, kol yomov, famoy v'hach tekoi. If he did give it the get, fal korach against the wishes, he has to marry her again in order to undo the avera that he did. It's like a lava mitzvah blessing. Lo yuchal v'shalcho. He did an avera, and then kol yomav b'amayv v'hach tekoi. So if he wants to remove the malchus, as alav anita glesa, if he wants to remove the malchus, has to marry her again. So you see, everybody agrees that the get is chal b'chol. It's a pasuk in chumash. That's the way the Tanoim understood. There's no machlokes b'sham and b'sil on this. So true, the din is that a get does not require das or isha, and therefore the get, if it's given bal koch of the isha, will be chal. The gerishin will take effect. He will have violated a serious avera. They know them lachavero, but the get will be chal. But still we require, has to be given, the Torah's gerishin. If he says, kin shistach like that, then the Mishnah says that that's no good. That was on Ayin Ches on the Rav. Kin shistach like that, it has to be given the Torah's gerishin. She has to understand it. And understand it means, she has to be yichad alishma's gipa. So if the father was mekal b'kedushin for a little girl, the father dies, and then the husband decides he wants to divorce his wife, and he gives the get to the little three-year-old wife, she doesn't understand the halal, but the whole thing is all about. So that's not a good gerishin. Even though you don't need das or isha, but you need tzorach lahodiyah, he has to notify her. She has to understand what's happening. If she doesn't understand, it is no good. So here you have a case of a kinyan. Get is a kinyan shtar. Of a kinyan that doesn't need das. On one party, you need das haba, but you don't need das or isha. You need das, but if you don't need das of the party involved, you don't need das of the bala kinyan, then you can make a kinyan. Then you can make a kinyan. The only thing is, it has to be yichal lishmas gita, otherwise it's mishalcha the chayzeret. So the pasuk says, Tosis quotes. It says over here, Kol Sheni Chadish Mizgita and Chalit Garish, and it quotes two different reasons. How do you know? How do you know that that it's no good? So the quote of Gemara, it says, Shulchan Ibeitzoi, it's a Gemara in Yivam is Kuf Yud Gimel on the day. Gemara says in Yivam is that if the wife became Sina, the wife lost her mind. So the husband cannot be Megarish his wife. Why? But you don't need that to Isha. No, but she has to understand what's happening. So the Gemara says, how do you know that she has to understand? So it says, the Kotala says, if it beats the Menachem, Yod, the Bishilcha mi Beiso, he sends her away. Has to be Mishalcha Beina Chazera. Yod says, Zuzu, she Mishalcha Beina Chazera. If the wife is Mishtatis, if the wife doesn't understand the Chalav, what's happening, that's not Bishilcha. That's called Mishalcha Beina Chazera. So that's the din over here also. If the Ketan is only 3 years old, so it's Mishalcha v'chazeres, it's not a good gerishin. Tenech ha'lish mezgit en ha'lish gerishin. So here, Taisus quotes a Rashi. Kol she'enech ha'lish mezgit, the Rashi came up with a Chiddush. Eni chodel lehiz garish, afil ha'idei avdiya. Even if he's going to give the get to the father. The girl is 3 years old, the father was Mekabat Yidushin for her, so the husband is going to give the get to the girl's father. It's also not good. Because she's Mishalcha v'chazer. So the Bali Yatetz disagrees, the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. And he holds that it doesn't have to be Mishalcha v'ein ha'chazer es machmas atzmo. If it's machmas ha'av, it's also good. Let's say if the girl is institutionalized, let's say a man is married and his wife becomes senile. He loses her marble. And then he wants to give her a gift. So he's gonna. So they have her in an institution. So he's gonna give the get to the wife, and if the wife will start hugging him and kissing him and saying, "Darling, when are you gonna come again?" So the people in the institution will tell the wife, "No, it's not your husband anymore. He just divorced her." So that's probably the rabbi. And some will agree that's no good. That's mishalcha v'chazeres. That's the mishalcha v'ein ha'chazeres machmas the bala gerishin. Either the woman on her own understands that she's divorced, or the father off the din is the bailam on the gerishin. The father is, according to Rabbi Judah, he's the sole bailiff. According to the Rabbana, he's the major, or even Sidon. According to the Machlekes Amarayim and Kiddushin, they can both make a shliach. But the father is the bailiff on the gerishin over here. So if the father will watch that the daughter won't be Mishalcha v'chazeres, so the Rabbeinu Tam is Mechadish, that's good. But if there's no father, who's the Bailam over here? The woman is married, she's already an adult, and then she takes sick and she's penile, whatever. She's already in her 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever, 90s. And then her father's going to watch over her. Father's going to watch over her. Rabbi Natan is not going to disagree with Rashi in such case. Only by the Ketana he disagrees. Because the father is the Bailam on the Gerishim. So the one to whom the Gerishim is being given understands what's flying, and that's called Mishalta. So that's the Machlekes there, Rabbi Natan and Rashi. Rabbi Natan has Akasha, Taina against Rashi. The Mishnah says, that if he makes Baskin Mechot, if my wife gives birth to a baby girl, and the baby girl is one day old, so the father can already be Mekabel Kiddush. It's not right, the Gemara says it's an Aveir, it's stupid. Sends a letter to America, she calls on the telephone, I appoint so-and-so in New York to be the Shliach LeKabbalas, I guess, and he should accept the guest on my behalf. She's not here, she doesn't know who the person is. They suggested that she should appoint that person, so she can make a Shliach Shlodefan. It works all the time. You can always appoint a Shliach Shlodefan, nothing wrong. The Chayyarim not the last Shliach Shlodefan, the one and only case that it's no good is on the Ksivas, I guess, and the Chassimas, I guess. So the Ksivas has to be written in Shema. So the Tzibi HaBaal to authorize the Sefer to write to get to the aiding to sign it, and Ramban is of the opinion that it has to be the Kronos, the separate. And then he continues to quote, the Horat Ozal, Talmido, he has Atkan Lashon Ramban. Then he has a period, then he starts the next paragraph. In the middle here, no big letters, but the next paragraph is, the Horat Ozal, Talmido, Hikshol of the Rahwa disagreed with the letters. He said it doesn't make any sense. Why Manashana this from all others? Just like you can appoint another Shliach Shlodefana, you can appoint this Sefer as a Shliach to write together Shlodefana also. So he answers the Kasha of the Ramban differently. He says there is no such thing, there is no such Chumrah that the Baal's authorization of the Sefer, what we call the Tzibui HaBaal. The Tzibui HaBaal means when the Baal authorizes the Sefer to write together the Shmoneh, that has to require more than regular Shliach and Tzankal Tzankullah. There are all denied. The yeshivas, they usually say that that's exactly the machloikis between the Ramban and the Rahor. The two opinions in this big text is Chabdeis and Beis, whether the Tzibui HaBaal to authorize the Sefer to write to get the Shmo, is that a form of Shlichus? Is that based on Shlichus Lodim Kamaisai? Because it says the Kasav Los Eretz to the Nasan the other. The Nasan has to be done by the Baal, so the Kasav has to be done by the Baal. Everything has to be done by the Baal. Just like if someone else does it, it's seen on my behalf, it has to be based on the principle of Shluch HaShlodim Kemaisa. So when the Sefer writes to get on my behalf, it's also an application of Shluch HaShlodim Kemaisa. So if you say that Ksivas HaSefer Ba'ad HaBaal works with Din Shlichus, then the Ra'or is right. It's a Din Shlichus, it's a Ten Shlichus in Kalatar Kulash. Just like every Shlichus can be Shlodefanim, so to appoint the Sefer can also be good Shlodefanim. But the Ramban probably disagrees. He holds that it's wrong. That Tzibui HaBaal, the request of the Sefer to write the Gesh, the Shmo, is not based on the premise that the Kasa really goes on the Baal, and the Sefer being on the half of the Baal is based on Shluchus. No, the Kasa goes on the Sefer, like we had in the Tzibui HaBaal. It doesn't go on the Baal. And when yes, the Sefer to write the Shmo, it's a different voice. That's why we call it in Yeshiva, we call it Tzibui HaBaal. Why do we call it Tzibui HaBaal? Because it's a machlokes, it's 2 days in Pesach. But it's based on Shlichus and us. So you don't want to use a terminology that's telling Machlokes, but use a neutral expression, Tzibui HaBaal. So one Lashon in Taisen calls Tzibui HaBaal means Mina Shlichus. The other day in Taisen says, no, it's not Mina Shlichus at all. Unrelated. So that seems to be Abi Pashtus, the Machlokes, the Ramban, and the Ra'or. The Ra'or says, how can you split hairs? How can you distinguish between asking the Sefer to write the guest and every other shlichus and kolat harukula? Every shlichus is good shlichus, good shlichus, good shlichus,
they asked him to say to Kiraita, there's also good Shlechon. And the Ramban split between the two, it sounds like he holds that it's not based on Shlechus. Sounds like he holds that, like that opinion in Taisus, that you don't need Shlechus, it's something different, and in some senses it'll be more Chomer, in other cases it'll be less Chomer. He says, here, it's more Chomer. In order to be considered Lishmo, the Baal has to contact the Sofer and the Eidim in person, has to be Minui Hashliach. It's not really Minui Hashliach, it's Tzivei Abal, has to be Befonov. If it's not Befonov, then it's not considered in Tzivei Abal.
So the
that's okay. He says, Kol HaShemei HaTzeilu, the way he is, he gets to get it. Somebody there on top, heard it?
So,
speaking directly, yes. And the guy on top, he is direct, that's better. But the Shah is indirect. He's speaking from the bottom of the dungeon. Please let so-and-so, Risha got to get to my wife. So the so-and-so didn't have any direct contact with the Baal. So that's the Mahlik is the Ramban and the Rebbe. That's the shadow that comes up as man is then we have telephones. So sometimes the husband lives in a little village far away from civilization, and he calls up New York, he calls up Yerushalayim, and he has, let's say, he says, my name is so-and-so. And let's say you have a few rabbanim from the village also on the telephone. So they say, we are pretending that the man on the phone was talking, he's standing in front of us, and we say, and let's say the rabbanim in Yerushalayim recognize the voice of the other rabbi, and they say, this is Rabbi Levy, this is Rabbi Cohen, this is us, yeah. And then they say that the third guy on the phone is the husband, and his name is this, and the wife's name is this. And then the husband starts speaking to the rabbanim in Yerushalayim, he has to be identified as the husband. And he says he wants to divorce his wife, and he appoints the sofer in Yerushalayim, and the sofer is there listening in, everybody's listening on the phone. So he says, I want to appoint the sofer, that he should write to get the Shema, I want to appoint the eighth. So physically, this is Tzivei Habaal Shalai Zafonim. Shalai Zafonim, because he's in a little village somewhere in Ukraine, and he's calling up Yerushalayim. But that's what many persons say, that's considered Zafonim. When the Ramban said you need Tzivei Habaal Zafonim, he didn't mean literally in his presence, Zafonim. It meant that you need direct contact between the Baal and the Sofer and the Baal and the Eidim. So if they're talking on a telephone, there is direct contact. The only question is, how do you know that he's really the Baal? You have to have other people speak on the phone. How do you know the other people are attending? Maybe it's one guy putting on an act, he's talking to different... So you have to recognize their voices. You know their telephone number. You talk to them on the telephone on other occasions. Not the first time you're talking to them. So he says you can identify these two voices, and these guys identify this man as the husband, and then he says, makes it to that Baal. And that's what many Yameko, they say, that is satisfies even the Ramban's opinion over here. That you need to see that Baal before.
I don't believe.
You have to make sure that you're not forming it, that you're not making a mistake. But if you're not for sure, let's say, I think they already have such telephones where they have a screen, you can see the person talking. So let's say you have a screen and you see the other guy, then say, we're here, they start waving, and say, we know that this man is the husband, his name is this, and his wife's name is that, and his wife is there, and he lives here. So if you know, if you can overcome that issue of identifying the husband, if you can identify him, and then he gives the Tzivei Habaal on the telephone, so that's what the person will make, or that is considered the fun. But again, the Pashto says that the Machlokes, the Ramban and the Ra'or, where they need Tzivei Habaal necessarily the fun of, or it doesn't have to be the fun of, this run at the end of the parak, quoted the Machlokes. The Pashto says that the Machlokes hinges on this issue. If you hold that Tzivei Habaal to the Sefer, the right to get, is based on Shmucha Shalom Kemoyta, that the Kostav really goes on the husband, like the Notan goes on the husband. So the Kostav goes on the husband. You Shlichus, the man is not a Shlichus, more than a Shlichus. Shlichus is Shlichus. Shlichus, meaning Shlichus can be Shalom Kemoyta, so this can also be Shalom Kemoyta. But if you hold that what, that it's not Shlichus, it's something different, it's similar, but it's not identical, it's not Shlichus, it's Tzivei Habaal, it's a different thing. Then you can already insist like the Ramban, so it has to be direct. If it's going to be Shalei B'Fonah, then it's no good. Let me just, before we go to the next step, if you have a chance there on page 65 in that Rana Lama Gimla, first he quotes the Ramban, then he quotes the Ra'or. It's a long target. We didn't learn the Gemara yet, so we wouldn't understand every word that he's talking about. But we just had excerpts. So when he's quoting the Ramban, he quotes the line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The eighth line after the Hiksha Haramban, the line that begins with the word Elihu Nistavra. It makes sense, Shein Shaliach Kabbalah Oysa Shaliach. Sa'abil Humili, Humili Lamim Seran Li Shaliach. Even though Shaliach Oysa Shaliach, Shliach Lishim can appoint the Shliach. Shein, that's not what I Shliach Lahilacha Taget. But for the Shliach Lekabbalah Taget, he says, Ein Shliach Oysa Shliach. Why? Because that's Mili. The Gemara says, Shaliach Oysa Shliach doesn't work in the case of Mili. Mili la mintra ni shaliach. The Shliach Lishim cannot appoint the Shliach Sheni if all he has is Mili. Mili means a bunch of words. Mili means words in Arabic. It means if it's not a solid Mili Shliach, if the Shliach is not really a Bailin, then the Shliach Lishim has no right to appoint the Shliach Sheni. To give you an example of Mili, what's the Shlacha case of Shliach? That the Shliach Lishim is not a Balabos to make the Shliach Sheni, so it's a Shliach Lekabbalah. That's what we said over yesterday. The Mechaber writes in Eben Ezra, he'll conclude, Yei Shomrin, Dein Shaliach Oysa Shliach, Ha Shliach Kabbalah. That's this Ramban. He was quoted from the Ramban. And that was the Ramban that we read yesterday. We were reading a Ramban, also on this Torah, here. The Ramban is on page 60. And the tiny letters on the bottom of the page, the Ramban said, the Machlokes in Kibushin, a Mem Davan on the base. When the girl is an Ira Hamarasa, and the father is alive. The father is alive. So this, and we ask him, I'll be in the cabin of Jesus. Either the husband can give the get to the father, the husband can give the get to his wife. So if the father wants to, he can appoint the shliach. That's a mission. If the wife wants to, can she appoint the shliach? If the Naira Amaras, if she's a ptana, the mishnah says the ptana cannot appoint the shliach. And if she's a Naira and there's no father, the father's not alive, then for sure she may. She can appoint the shliach. The child is, what if she's a Naira and there is a father? So the father can appoint the shliach. Can she appoint the shliach? So it's a machlekes amarayim, and kiddushin will be passed in those. What is it all about? It's a mystery. What is it all about? So the only one who explains what's going on is this Ramban on page 60. He says the premise of the discussion is that Ein Shaliach Oysa Shliach by Kabbalah Taget. That's the same as the Ramban said over here on page 65. The same Ramban. He says Kabbalah Taget is Mili, a bunch of words. Ein Shaliach Oysa Shliach by Kabbalah Taget. The Shliach Rishon of the Isha cannot appoint the Shliach Sheni. And the Machlokes Amoraim, whether the Naira Hamarasa can appoint a Shliach for Kabbalah Taget or not, is to tell us, what does the Naira Hamarasa have the right to accept their own gift? The Shini Nitzadim Yad, Yodhi Yitzir, Kizach, and Rahmanah. So it said either, Avim, the Kabbalah is Gita. Either the father can accept the gift, or she can accept the gift. The father can appoint the Shliach, and she can appoint the Shliach. But he's saying, no. We believe that Yudhi is right. Ein Shtei Adayim, Zechaz Ka'achat, Alavi, Avaloihi. Only the father is the violent on the Kabbalah again. I, but the Rabbanim have a Pasik, they have a Drasha in the Sifrei from a Pasik that says, that either she or the father can accept the get. The Ramban says, yeah, that pasuk tells you that she is considered as if she had been appointed as a shliach of the father, even if she doesn't want to get divorced and her father doesn't want her to get divorced. No one wants the shliach. He says, no, that's a drasha from the pasuk, that the halacha considers it as if she's functioning as a shliach of the father. But she's only a shliach and she cannot appoint another shliach. Ein shliach as a shliach, like Abramas again. That's the Ramban. On page 6, we learned that that was the premise of the whole debate in Kiddushin on Mem Dalal and Beis. So that's what, in this quotation from the Ramban, the Ran adds on that line also. It's not really relevant for the rest of the Ramban, but he adds it on, that the Shliach LeKabbalah Taget, Nihu, Nistare, Shein Shaliach Kabbalah Oysa Shaliach. So I will really, really, the Nimsaron LeShaliach. Shliach Rishon cannot appoint a Shliach Sheni if all the Shliach Rishon has is only Nili. The only one can appoint the Shliach one is a Bailim on Sunday. The original Bailim of the Shliach Rishon is a Bailim. So with the power vested in him, he's a Shliach Sheni. He's a Bailim. He can make a Shliach Sheni. Shliach Sheni is not a Bailim. He can make a Shliach Shlishi. But the Shliach LeKabbalah Taget was never a Bailim. He shouldn't have existed in the first place. That was the whole place of Rosh that we discussed. The wife shouldn't really have the right to appoint the Shliach Kabbalah. But that itself is a chiddush. Even if you have the Shliach Kabbalah appointed, the Ramban's opinion is, and that's what the Mechaber is choshish for that Ramban, Yeshomim. So you should pass like that. The Reish Leich has the Shliach that Kabbalah said it. Okay.
The
Shliach
is dead. So why
are they? No, if the father dies, then she becomes an independent Yad. Kozman, the father is alive, then you say like what you did. We pass from Sefer Kabir, Ein Shtei Dan Zeches Kach, you can't have two people in independent God. Once the father's not alive anymore, so she's the soul by the Mamek Kabbalah again, independently. Then she is able to appoint the Shliach. When she's Bishut Adira, then she has no Yad, she has no independent Yad for Kabbalah again, then she's only considered like a Shliach on behalf of the son.
The shaper is transformed into electrical current
and then it's transferred back into sound wave.
Yeah.
So some say that that's not acceptable by a guest. If the husband gives the tzigabah by telephone, so the lashon of the mother is that she yishmas kolo. Shall we clear the call? So they say this is not a call. Most of the rabbis say that that's a joke. They hold that it's love, don't get cold. By Kier Shaker, there's a thing that takes on time. Here the brother is direct. As long as it's direct.
The question
is the typical question.
The
typical question.
The typical
question. The typical question. The typical question. The typical question. The typical question. The typical question. The typical question. The typical question. The typical question. The typical question. The broadcast live. On the telephone. Yes. It's going to take what I would assume. That's like a letter. To begin the letter, that's when I heard the Ramban and the Ra'or. The Ramban holds you have to have direct. And the Ra'or is maker. So this man is there, sometimes they are maker. The kids were through. Sometimes the husband sends a letter. The husband lives in Ukraine. For many years, they wouldn't allow any Rabbanim to go into Russia. So what do you do if the husband is in Russia, the wife is in Russia, they want to get divorced? So they were making with the kids for tenu. The husband would sign a document that he authorizes the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim. He authorized one to be the sefer and the other one to be the edim, and the third one to be the shliach la'alocha to give the gift. That was a big shot of cut, so they were making like the Ra'or. But you can have Tzivi Abal, Shalai Zafon. That's Shalai Zafon, Mitzah, Tzivi Abal Mitzah. And now that is not such a big shot of cut, so we don't allow. Now you can broke on a telephone. So now you can do the Tzivi Abal directly.
According to the Baruch Fer, that the Shlach Kabbalah is a new Karsh of Gershon, and you need Da'at Ha'ishim for that. So, according to that, so you should do that with Shlach Kabbalah. So, according to within that Mahal, you would be able to.
I don't know. You need the Dara. Both this pointed out in the Rambam. You need the Das Ha'isha, the Gerishin, to enable her to appoint the Shliach. So she expresses the Das Gerishin at the time that she's appointing the Shliach to Kabbalah. Once she appointed it, so she's already exhausted her. She already was ready for that Chiyah. That you have to have Das Ha'isha and the Gerishin. Now the Shliach to Kabbalah does not have to have Das. The husband can give the Gerishin to the Shliach to Kabbalah without his Das. The Shliach Kabbalah has to continue to consent to service the Shliach Kabbalah. Like the husband is about to give the get to the Shliach Kabbalah about Kochai, Shliach Kabbalah says, I refuse to accept. So you say, well, the wife could refuse to accept the get. The husband can give the get about Kochai to the wife. So why should the Shliach Kabbalah be able to refuse it? The answer is no. When he refuses to accept the get, it means, I refuse to act as the Shliach Kabbalah. Goodbye. Do me something. He doesn't act, he doesn't function as a Shliach Kabbalah if he doesn't want to. The Rishon says when the wife appoints a shliach in Kabbalah and the husband is about to give him the get back up and says, I don't want to accept it, it's not that now you need the das of the shliach in Kabbalah to get. You don't need the das of the shliach in Kabbalah. You only need the das of Isha for the Gerishin at the time of Nidoy HaShliach in Kabbalah to enable her to appoint the shliach in Kabbalah. But once you appoint it and finished, now you don't need a das anymore. You can really theoretically give the get to the Shliach Kabbalah Balkach. Technically, it's never going to work. If you give him Balkach, he doesn't want to serve as a Shliach Kabbalah. It's not a Chav Hashem, Minu in Gavi, he remains a Shliach Kabbalah forever and ever till you kill him, until you cancel him. If he wants to function as a Shliach Kabbalah, any Shliach, it's good. If he doesn't want to act as a Shliach Kabbalah, just again, he's not a Shliach Kabbalah. So the Pashto says that the Shliach Kabbalah is not a Balabas over anything. You don't need his Das now for anything. So that's what he says. He doesn't have the authority to appoint the second Shliach Kabbalah. He's not a Balaam on the Kabbalah again. He has a prayer with this. I don't want to act as a Shliach Kabbalah. But he can pull out the plug and he's functioning as a Shliach Kabbalah. But he can't say, I don't agree to, he says, I want to act now as a shliach of Kabbalah, but I refuse to accept the get. He can't refuse to accept the get. If he says he wants to have the status of shliach of Kabbalah, the husband can give him the get bar karcha. He can't be a knacker and say, I don't accept the get. No. The original Gemara Mili is a different case. And the Tzivus suggests the Ramban is saying a chiddush on his own. He thinks that this is the premise of that dispute in Kiddush and Amdalon and Beis. Everybody agrees that Ein Shaliach Ois Shliach by Kabbalah suggests. That's the Ramban's interpretation of the Gemara. Mili is
only
Shaliach, not only Yeah. We're going to get to it. It goes on the Tzivus suggests. If I ask you to do me a favor, write a guess. And then you have college work, or you're busy learning, so you ask someone else to write the get. So that's shliach of the shliach on Sivus again. So that's a whole hullabaloo in the Gemara, so we forget that, that Mili. So the shliach of the shliach by Sivus again. But by Kabbalah again, the Ramban says he thinks everybody's master. There never was an issue. Everybody agrees that that's called Mili, and then shliach of the shliach. Ramban got it from the Gemara in Kiddushin. He claimed that that was the whole Nikudus HaMachlekes. Whether the Naira HaMorosi can appoint a shliach in Kabbalah. Okay, so this is a very important Gemara. This time we're dealing with this Nafasa Tavar. So there are details in the Gemara, a little bit boring. This case and that case, and then the Gemara goes right, so the details are a little boring. We do like Tyson, so we never have any problems. So we recommend the husband should always say, Tovla Lamed Es Abbal. He should always instruct the husband, he should appoint as a Shliach. He should make Tzivi Abbas to write to get and sign to get. He should write as many Kamash Yitzu, as many Gitzin as they like to watch Yitzu in our sofa. As many as are necessary, and taking up ensure that everything is kosher.
Do you
think
that can you suggest that you can take a manashah that the Aiden is
the... Peter the first one, and you're the second one, then okay. Enochanam. Enochanam. So again, the details here are a little bit boring. And we never have any of this because we do like the research. I'm sure everything is taken care of. Could be a little bit taken care of even about that also like this one. But the principle that's behind the Gemara that all the Rishonim say, see for this Gemara, as many other Gemaras, that the Tzivus HaGet requires Tzivus HaBa. And we assume that it's a Din D'oraisa, it's not just a Chumah Midrabah. It's a Din D'oraisa based on the principle of Lishma. And what exactly does it mean to Rabba? So that's the fundamental Machlokes for Rishonim. Is it identical with Minhag Shlichus or is it different? Maybe different both Lahakal and Lahakal. Lahakal that Chereshot to the Kotel would not cause a problem. That's because it's called based on the day. It says just because a Chereshot to the Kotel cannot function as a Shliach for somebody else, doesn't mean that they cannot function as a Sefer. That would not cause a problem. Yesh Lama says you don't need Shliach. So their Sefer says you don't need Shliach for some exceeded Lahakal. Therefore there's no problem if the Cipher who's writing the get is the Chereshot to the Kotel. And then the Ramban, wanted to say that Tzivui HaBaal is not identical with Shlichin. He says that Lachmer, that in a normal Shlichin he can always appoint a Shliach Shalei Bifonov, but the Tzivui HaBaal, that's Mochomer, you have to have Bifonov. But Atzara Shabbat, the Ramban says it, that it's Mochomer. Tzivui HaBaal is Mochomer than Mina Shlichin. So he says that it's more Kal. But they don't disagree with each other, just saying it's different. It's not identical with Shlichin, it's different. That goes its own merry way, goes its own halach. And the other opinion in Tarsus is like the right one, no, it's a regular din of shlichus. The standard din of shlichus, karakai kula. Everything is always the same. So there's nothing you can appoint a cipher shalai the phono, but the right one disagrees with the Ramban. Yeah, that's what the shlichus is. You have to avoid any mistakes. He didn't do it, I don't know. They always do like that, that's the same illusion. Could be that it would be good in another shop. If the first get was good, then you don't need the second get. The first get is not good, so you meant to give a caution there. But in another shop, it would be good. And nothing wrong. I don't know if the Shaila has come up in centuries, because everybody goes out giving suggestions. They always use the future. Okay, what is the next Mishnah we already learned? Never going to come up. Everybody goes out to read, nothing to worry about. Hilchos Gittin has been taken care of very well. Yeah, the Mishnah says when this Mishnah we discussed already a few times. When a woman appoints a shliach in a kabbalah saget, it's necessary to have two sets of edus mekima gavra. One set of edus at the time that she appoints the shliach, the kabbalah shneim shama b'faneinu amra, when she appointed the shliach le kabbalah, or shneim shama b'faneinu kibel, and you need two witnesses present watching when he gets it given over. That's the edus mekima gavra. On the Maisa Gerishim itself. So here Taisus and the Rishonim have a famous discussion. The Taisus right over here, Samachim Ramon Beis, Dimam Asra, Afilahim HaRishonim, Yehim HaAchronim. The Mishnah says it's perfectly okay if the two witnesses who were present at the time the wife appointed the Shliach LeKabbalah are different, and the two witnesses who are present at the time that the get is given, that they're a different pair of witnesses. They don't have to be the same. If they're the same, it's good, and if they're different, it is also good. There's no problem. The Taisus has the famous topic, what's doing with the din of Zavah v'lechot Zidon. The Gemara has a pasuk, the Gemara in Baba Tassu, that's Menun Vav, and in Baba Kama, that's Ayin. This is close to all the sources. The Gemara says the passing of Chumash, Al Pishnayim, Eidim, Al Pishlosha, Eidim, Yochum Dovah. So the Gemara says, since it says Dover, so the connotation is Dover Velechati Dover. But the Edith is only good if they say on a Dover Shalom. If they say only on a part of the story, and you have to rely on other witnesses for the other part of the story, then you can't accept. You can't accept such witnesses. The Edith, either they tell us the whole story from A to Z, or we don't accept. We don't patch together, he said part of the story, he said part of the story. So we'll patch everything together and we'll come up with the whole story. So the reason Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, how far you go with this din of Dover v'Leichot Tidon. The Mishnah in Baba Basra, Daf Nun Vav, this is a very famous topic, Dover v'Leichot Tidon. Even if there are people who never learned Tessit Abbatim, but this Daf Nun Vav, they know. This stuff and brought me up because it's quoted here, it's in Gittin, it's quoted by the comments. And even people that learn Chassid Chabad usually don't live so long, they don't get to Daf Nun Vav. But this is one of the topics that's discussed by Pen in the beginning. The Daf Yaini people last time forever. But the Yeshivas, they don't always get to Daf Nun Vav. The Teres starts on Daf Chav Tes. It's a long time for Chav Tes and Vav. But this is a separate topic. Remember a couple of years ago I went to Eretz Yisrael during intercession to visit the students and all the Yeshivas. So one night I came very late. I came back to the hotel, it was quarter to one at night, I came back. I see a whole group of Baladatim walking into the hotel, and I'm 6-7 people with their rabbi. So I said, Shalom Aleichem to the rabbi, what are you doing here? And I said, we took a group of Baladatim, they're learning. They take them on a safari. Says, what do you do? I guess Baladatim take off for 2 weeks, and they sit there and learn. So I said, oh, that's nice, what are you learning? So they said, they're learning that the Dover v'Leichot Tidon. I said, oh, Baladatim definitely is wrong. So we almost fainted. That's what I'm Jew. So you have to be a genius. Baba is definitely wrong. He never learned Chesed Chabad. Everybody knows. Baba is definitely wrong. So the Mishnah there, Chesed Chabad, has this machlokes tanoim. When you have a Chesed Chabad, it means that the guy is living in someone else's house or someone else's field for 3 years, and the machlokes, the one who's living there, claims that he bought it from the Marakama, and he has no proof. He claims that he bought it, and he doesn't have any proof. So if he can prove that he's using the karka, using the house for the last 3 years, then that's called Chesed Chabad. So he's going to win in his inter. The Matzik will win, and the Marakama will lose. So the Rebbe Akiva is of the opinion that says Dover v'Leichot Dover, Al Pishnah Meidim Yachim Dover. You have to have two witnesses testify on Achilas Teres for all 3 years. If you have two witnesses testify on the Shana Rishonah that the Machzik had Achilas Teres, and another Kateidim testify on the Shana Shniya, and a third Kat testify on the Shana Shlishi, that the Chizdan of Dover v'Leichot Dover, and the Machzik will not win. He hasn't proven to the satisfaction of the Bezin that he was eating Achilas Teres. You have to have the same witnesses testify on Achilles Teres all 3 years. We don't accept that Akiva's opinion, we pass on as a Chachamim, even if the Katachas is testifying on the Shana Rishayna, and the Katshniya on the Shana Shliya, and the Katshlishis on the Shana Shlishis, it's not a problem of Dava Lechati Dava. When is the Medina of Dava Lechati Dava? When does it pose a problem? So the Gemara says, when you want to ascertain that a boy or a girl is Bar Mitzvah, Bar Mitzvah, but in order to become Bar Mitzvah, you have to have Shanim, Rishim on, and you have to know that the boy is 13 years old and the girl is 12 years old, that's Shanim. You have to be of the right age. And then you have to have simanim, you have to have stateside with growing on the Eva Erva. So you have to have two witnesses, the Sifrei, learn that from a Pesach. And you have to have two Kashir Eidim testifying on the Shanim and on the Simanim. Layoka made echad b'ish. So it says b'ish goes, the Pesach Shanim Pesach, l'echad b'echad b'ish, l'chol lov l'chol chantus, l'chol chayit asher yechta. That's a l'chol Pesach here. So the Sifrei Darshan is an additional level of interpretation. But Yochanan made echad as the ish, and made echad is not the least to say that a person is a bar mitzvah. Ish usually is kach chakot. Ish has the halachic connotation. It doesn't just mean a man as opposed to a woman. It means a boy who is bar mitzvah already as opposed to a kach. So the Sifrei Darshan is on the pasuk. Yochanan made echad the ish. Made echad is not the least to say that a person is a gadol, that he's a bar mitzvah. You have to have two kosher eivim. So what if you have two kosher eivim who testify on one sire, that the person has one sire? So that's no good. You have to have two Adam testifying three sire. What if you have four Adam? Two Adam say, Achas de Gabo, that there's one sayer and one part of the Eva Hoeva. Two Adam looked at the other part of the Eva Hoeva, and they saw one sayer. So if you put two and two together, if you put together their testimony, but their testimony, so it comes out that they're three sire, they're Shonim and Shimon, three sire. So the Gemara says, no, even the Chachomim do it Akiva. Who are machshir, if you have three pairs of witnesses who testify in three different years, that's not a violation of Dabar Lechazidab. But this case is a violation. This is not acceptable. You have to have two Eidim who see the Shteta. So again, to review, all the Tanoim, that's what it sounds like, all the Tanoim seem to agree that there is a din of Dabar Lechazidab. We're just arguing on the details of the application of the din. The key is very strict. And so even by Chazidabat and Shavashanim, you have to have one pair of Adam testifying on Achilles Teres of all Shalosh Shanim. And if you don't have one pair of Adam testifying on Yitzhak Achilles Teres, you don't have any Adam, it's not acceptable. And the Chachamim and Nekalot, they say that's not a violation, but by Shtei Cyrus, if you have two witnesses testify on one Cyrus, and two witnesses testify on another Cyrus, then that would be a violation of Dabar Lechazidab. So Tosis asks the Kasha, if there is such a thing of Dabar Lechazidab, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva to be a little locham, I'll leave Rabbi Akiva a little left, a little cow. But they don't subscribe to such a thing of Dabar Lechazidab. So what's over here? Isn't this a violation of Dabar Lechazidab? That in order to know that the woman is divorced, you have to have two pairs of witnesses who have to testify the Soneinu Omro, that the wife appointed this person as a Shliach Lechazidab. And who have to testify before Neil Kibir that the get was given to this person. So no pair of witnesses accomplishes the whole dealer on their own. You have to put together the half of the story, you have to patch together, face together, half of the story from these witnesses, half of the story from that witness, from the other witnesses. So isn't this in violation of the din of Dov Rav Lechazidab? Bein l'Rav Akiva, bein l'Rabban. That's the question. Bein l'Rav Akiva, bein l'Rabban. Rabbi, the Rabbanon are a little maker. Rabbanon said the Chesed Shabbat is good, but Shtei Tzaris is no good. But that also you have to understand. Why did we split between... Why do they hold that Dabar Lechazidab is only a problem by Shtei Tzaris? Why isn't it a problem by Chesed Shabbat also? Because five different opinions in the Rishonim on that. Why did the Rabbanon split between Shtei Tzaris? So the sheep is Balei HaTesis, the Rii, and Bavar Kama, and in Bavar Basra, the Rii Azaki, and the Balei HaTesis always gives his sheep. And according to the Chachamim, the Rabbi Akiva, the reason why it's good, if you have Chesed Shabbat and Shalosh Shanim, that the two witnesses testify, and Achilles Teres of the Rishonim Rishonim, and a different pair of witnesses testify on Shana Shliya, so the Rii Balei HaTesis says that according to the Chachamim, the Rabbi Akiva, the Aloch HaGavar Bavar Chasi Gavar, is a din of daikana for Adam. The Adam has to be the diet. So they have to be very careful. They just say general things, it's not good. So they have to have seen, if they didn't see everything they could have seen, The girl has to stay tired, so they only bother to look at this part of the body. They should have looked at the other part of the body. They would have seen whether she has to stay tired. Each one of the witnesses only saw one part of the body. The text says that's a lack of daikon. So that's the Rabban of the Rabbi Kiva holds that's the pshat in the pasuk. Al tishnai made it up in davar, davar for lechal tibavar. If lo ro kol ma shehayu yichal amu is both a shah, if one looking at the whole story, so then there's a lack of daikon. But by chesed habat mishal hashanim, they lived in the neighborhood 1 year, so they saw chilus teruah 1 year. Then they moved away. Then the next year there was a different pair of witnesses, and then they moved away. Then the third year there was a different pair of witnesses. So each pair of witnesses was only there for 1 year. So you can't say that there's a lack of daikonis erudim, that they didn't see Achilles stay for 3 years. What do you want the muhib to stay just to help them make a chesed habatim? Just to move on with their own life. But that's what the Riyaz Dokin says. The Rabbanim, the Rabbi Kiva, all that the chisar and the pasuk of Dovah, the Lechotzi Dovah, is based on a lack of daikonis erudim. And whenever it's low, call Masha Ha, you call him there, then there's no touch. So the Riyaz brings a rise from our Mishnah. And why isn't this a violation of Dovah for Lechotzi Dovah? Two witnesses have to say that the Isha appointed this person as a Shlech or Kabbalah. Then another two witnesses have to say that the get was really given to the Shlech. The low two witnesses accomplish the whole Birur on their own. You have to patch together. You have to join together the testimony of the book. The Tesa is not a problem. You all like the Rabban Rabbi Akiva, you all call Mashi Yochel Lirish. It was done in 2 different times and 2 different places. When she appointed the Shlech of Kabbalah, obviously that was a one thing. It's not all in the same room. Otherwise she wouldn't be free to get in person. Probably. She appointed the Shlech of Kabbalah. That was at one time, in one location. Then in a different location, the Shlech of Kabbalah functions by accepting the get. So that happened in 2 different places, at 2 different times. So there's no lack of daikonis erudim. So Aliba the Rabbanon, the Rabbi Akiva, Taisus quotes in the name of the Riyaz Dokin. Bala Taisus, there's no problem. But Aliba the Rabbi Akiva, you have a problem. Rabbi Akiva holds it even, Cheskut Habat, Mishal Roshani. Where it was, where Kol Ma'asheh Yuchavim Lirim. They saw a whole year Achilas Teres, and then they left. And the next day they saw a whole year, and then they left. So there's no lack of daikonis, and still Rabbi Akiva says that it's a problem. So how is Rabbi Akiva going to understand this Mishnah? Let me say he doesn't accept this Mishnah, he doesn't say it anyway. The simple reading of the Mishnah is that there's no dispute over here. The Gemara would have gone through the whole Gemara all over here. They don't bring up the issue, so the Pashto says that everybody agrees to this given Mishnah. So that's basically Kasha. What happened to the din of Dovah Lechati Dovah? But then to this Kasha, they get involved in the complicated details in the Gemara. We can't begin to understand one word until you learn the Gemara. Not all the Rishonim go into such complicated answers. The Ran and other Rishonim have easier answers. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. How many people plan to be here tomorrow? A lot of people leaving? How many people are leaving? Okay, maybe we'll do a Yoni and keep it tomorrow. I think they're running.